The next thing is something we could probably both relate to. It's about food. You're a farmer. What do you grow?
I grow, right now, about all I grow is wheat, and I've got just a few cows. I mean a very few.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had more, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting out of the cow business.
I see. Do people grow other things besides wheat?
Yeah. Yeah, they grow wheat, milo, and of course this is a callow area.
Okay.
And
what's callow? Is that a type of leaf? Leafy? Callow?
Cattle.
Oh, cattle. I'm sorry. Milo?
Milo is maize.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a garden?
No. Quite a few people do, but I don't.
What do people typically grow in their gardens? Do you know?
Well, tomatoes and just ordinary vegetables.
Okay. Beans?
Yeah, green beans.
Green beans. Any kind of other kind of beans grow around here?
There's some soybeans. Okay. And they're beginning to grow quite a little bit of sunflower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about potatoes?
No, this is not a potato area.
Okay.
Now, they do on over a couple of hundred miles west.
Yeah, yeah.
On the San Luis Valley, they have lots of them.
Right. Beets?
Well, beef, that's cattle. There's lots of beef raised here.
Beef.
And there's some feed out. There's some feedlots around.
Okay. What about squash?
Squash?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little in the garden, but we don't grow squash commercially at all.
Okay. Do you grow any kinds of fruit here?
Basically, no. There's some.
Not enough water.
There's some peaches and some apples, but it's real small.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a freestone peach?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's one that the seed don't hang in the middle.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense. What about a clingstone peach?
A cling is the one that's just opposite.
Okay.
You got to dig it out of there.
Okay. Is that what you call those seeds?
Yeah.
Okay. What about small tomatoes? What about this big?
I see them in stores and all.
What do they call when you see them in stores? Can you recall?
Well, I've heard them called cocktail tomatoes.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's a correct name.
Okay. What about when you take fruit and you cook it up and then you sort of smash it and put it in the fridge? What would you call that? Put it on toast or something like that.
Well, some of that, they make jelly. That's more out of like grapes.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. They make apple jelly.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of another name. Some of that's called marmalade, and some of it's called... Well, there's jelly in another one. I can't think of the name. I don't have a jar around here to go look at it.
Jam?
I've got some of the jelly, huh?
Are you thinking jam?
Yeah, jam is a little different than jelly.
Do you know how?
No.
Okay.
I think jam is a little firmer.
Okay.
Takes a little more fruit.
Okay. Do you do much, people grow mushrooms around here at all, or do mushrooms grow?
Not around here.
Okay. What about chipped beef?
What?
Chipped beef? Have you heard of that?
How do you spell that first word?
C-H-I-P-P-E-D.
Chipped beef. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Don't know what it is. What about salt pork?
Yeah, we used to have that years ago.
Yeah.
But that's pretty well out the window now.
Oh,
what? I don't hear of it at all.
Do you know what you used it for in the old days?
Yeah, you preserved it in salt. You packed it in salt.
Okay.
I can remember getting up of a morning, and my mother would have